Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on those things that permit riba. Again, we explain that riba is something that is disliked in Sharia. Not only disliked, it's something that is very, very serious. So therefore, riba is something that a person should refrain from. And riba is to speak about something your brother dislikes in his absence. So one is a person doesn't speak anything that his brother dislikes in his absence, number one. Number two is a person doesn't even listen, so he's not even a passive participant in ghibat. However, in certain situations, ghibat is permissible. In other words, you're speaking something about your brother in his absence that he dislikes, however, Shariat is allowing for it. And as we did in some instances, it's necessary. So, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought six such situations. And in the first three situations, it was one, and under each one was just one explanation. However, when he came to the fourth category, there he had four different situations that give rise to the fourth category. So today we move on to the fifth situation wherein ghibat is permissible. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has now moved on to the fifth such situation that gives rise to permissible, to making it permitted for a person to speak something about his brother that his brother dislikes. So he goes on to explain the fifth situation. If a person who publicly sins, in other words, openly this person is sinning, and he goes on, he says either he sins or he's involved in some public innovation, such as one who consumes alcohol publicly, usurps the property of people, collects unjust customs and taxes from people, or handles false matters. In other words, this person is a fraudster. It is permissible to mention the sins that he commits publicly, but it is haram, unlawful, to mention any of his other faults unless it is for an objective that we mentioned previously. Unless it is for any other objective that we mentioned previously. For example, a person was oppressed, a person was seeking to correct the situation, like the ustad complaining to the father, or a person was seeking a verdict, a fatwa, or a person was trying to change some wrong, and we explained the four different situations. So unless it's one of those reasons, then there is no harm. But otherwise, a person should not be exposing a personal fault of any other person. You know what is being spoken about? A public fault. So therefore, when people are openly doing sin, then to openly criticize that is important. Why it's important? Because people mustn't get misled to think that it's permissible. Sometimes you'll find a person will come, and he may be seen to be like a sheikh, and now he'll take his hand and he'll put his hand on the heads of all the ladies and start making dua. Something that's common, a person will come, and now because he's seen like a sheikh, so he'll take his hand and put it on the heads of the ladies, and he'll make dua. Now if nobody's going to speak out and say that this is incorrect, and he's publicly doing it, openly he's doing it, making dua, putting his hand, there's no parada there. So now this is something that's wrong, and everyone keeps quiet, what will happen? It will become like something normal. It will be assumed to be normal that there is a person that's coming and putting his hand on the head of the ladies. So there's no harm, and he's making dua for them. So there's no harm if we all take our ladies in front of men. So therefore we have to be very careful. If somebody is doing something openly, and those people that can speak out should speak out, and they must explain that this is not right, this is incorrect, so the public gets saved. And here he also gave an example, a person that is taking money unlawfully, taking wealth unlawfully. So a person is a fraudster. If everyone knows that this person is a fraudster but no one speaks, half the town will get eaten up, and then only they'll come to know that this person is a fraudster. Why? Those people that knew, they just kept quiet. How many people would have lost money? So therefore we have to be careful also if somebody is taking money unjustly to create awareness. This also is something that Shariat allows. Or a person, another example that he gave, a person usurps the property of people or handles false matters. In other words, this person now is helping the oppressed to get what he wants. The person is oppressed and he handles false matters. So people that are on the wrong, he's helping them. How many times you'll find even you get attorneys, Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us, that any case comes to them, they know this man is wrong. But because he's willing to pay a high amount, he takes the case on. And he goes and he fights for the person that he knows that is wrong. And this also is completely incorrect. So therefore, we ourselves should stay away from it, and we should warn other people that stay away from these type of people, that they take on wrong and they fight in the case of wrong, and it now becomes permissible to describe what such people are doing. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi warns us that it must be to the extent that the sin is done publicly. In other words, it's something that's affecting the public. What the man does in his personal life, that got nothing to do with us, except one of the reasons that were mentioned before. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.